بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? How's the audio today? Okay. Is it better than beforehand, like when I had it with the mic clipped on? Is this a little bit better? Okay, alhamdulillah. I'm actually trying to use a different types of setting when it comes to the camera, the mic system. So I think today I have my optimal setup with the I think a dedicated microphone, an external microphone, and a camera. I think that is decent, alhamdulillah. So alhamdulillah, I think this is good. It also allows me, I think, to remove out the sound of my kids and that's the biggest things. The course recordings don't have video. Course recordings, but the resin do have video. If I could actually share my screen and show you. Hold on, please. Just let me just do something here. All right. Okay, if you didn't do your homework, no problem. See, if you have steps to Arabic, class recordings, the notes I will upload here after the class, okay? All right? Anything that is happening to the recording, that's anything that's covered in class, like a handout, is going to be here. Live class links, of course, are here. This is an audio. Like, if I click on it, it will like start playing. Right. This is audio. This is video. All right.
And provided for them.
No problem. If you can't see the updated notes, maybe just refresh your page, inshallah, and it will show up. All right, sounds good. No problem. It happens. Okay, now we have Ajtal. Let us start today with the recap, which is the tutorial homework. I'm trying to give the tutorial in a way that is basically you are. It's a practice. It's like in class homework, if you want to consider it that way. And then there's a couple of questions I'll leave from the tutorial handout that I'd like you to attempt on your own. So that's on a Saturday. And then once that is attempted, once you attempt that, I will actually bring those questions to the lecture. And then take that up as the first part. So it ties in the concepts of last week and sets us up for the next week. Is my shirt like making weird patterns on the video? Like, is it bothering somebody? Okay. All right. Because I see on the video, it's like, you know, I think the so certain patterns is like, okay, great. All right. I usually don't wear this kind of shirt, but today I just, it's gonna give you seizures. Okay. All right. I hope not, brother. Yes, I think I'm messed today. Okay. Alhamdulillah. So the idea of the homework is It's meant for your benefit. It's not graded. I want you to submit it, and inshallah, the TAs will provide you the feedback, bi-idhnillah. The TAs are the ones who will respond to you saying, yes, this is good, this is not good, all that stuff. Okay? And the idea also is that like the grading of the course, I decided not to have any tests. We're going to have a project at the end of the course that's a culmination of all our learning. But the homework is for your benefit. You email it, the TA will respond, inshallah, with some feedback, any things that might need to be changed. They are going to be there to fix it and address it for you, inshallah. Okay, that's the premise of the homework. And if you didn't do it, we're going to try to do it in the first part of the next lesson to tie everything together. Sounds good? So it is preferred, yes, that you do the homework before Monday's class, correct? Whichever tutorial you attend Monday, if you attend Shams or Qamar, and then whatever class you're planning on attending on Monday, you appropriately do your homework before that class, inshallah. I was getting some emails literally at 8 p.m. here at Eastern Time of people sending their homework, which is good, you know, as long as you get it in. And even if you want to send it in afterwards, no problem. The email address is steps2arabic@alkawthar.org. That's the email address, inshallah, that you should send it to right now. All right, folks, let's get started. Find the meaning of the families for kha, lam, and qaf in the dictionary. Okay. The audio is not good. Like, are you sure about that? I think the audio was okay. I asked about it. Okay. Audio's great. Okay, perfect. Let's try. Kha, la, and qa. All right. I can type it like that, or I can type it as kha is an X in the English version. Lam, and then qaf is, I think, Q, right. And there we go. Alright, I found it. Alhamdulillah. I am looking for family one past tense. What is family one past tense? Where do I find that? Right there, right? Right here. That's family one past tense. Okay, wonderful. I will write down the meaning here. Family one past tense is khalaqa, right? Khalaqa. And if I wanted to write it in Arabic, I would type it as khalaqa. Like that. The second thing that we're looking for is the family one mustar. Where do I find the family one mustar? Is it this? This U? Is this it? Family one mustar? No, this isn't it, right? This is gonna play an important role for us later. Okay? This is for later. Okay? We're gonna talk about this later. But right now, the mustar for family one is in brackets. What is this mustar? Khalq. Khalq. So I will write this here. I will write khalq, and in Arabic I would write khalq like that. Okay, excellent. Next up, I'm looking for the meaning. The meaning is right after the mustar, which is to create, make, originate something. Okay. So we will take the meaning of to create. This is the obvious and easy meaning for us. And we will type it into our notes here. And the way we type it is he created. We'll type it with the past tense meaning to put it as a fi'il, the actor, and the tense. Okay? Alright. Very good. Walillahi alhamd. Now, next thing we're looking for is family two meaning. Family two meaning. So I go back to the dictionary. I look up family two. Where is family two? Family two is, I look for the Roman numerals. No, 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 no. until I arrive right here. Okay. Family two, which is to perfume something. Interesting deviation of meaning there, from create to perfume something. Okay. Now, we go back to family two, and I write the meaning as what? And this is much better, right? Yeah. He perfumed something. Excellent. He perfumed. Okay. Right now we are using the past tense. And we're using the past tense fi'l because that is how we want to train ourselves. As we get more advanced, you'll start to see the reason why we did that. Okay? Number three. You can write, he perfumed something as well, no problem. I can add something there for you. No problem. Okay. Now, what's number three? Number three is... Number three is... not there, okay? Because I have number two, and then I have number four, right? That means number three is not applicable. Okay, excellent. Then what is number four? Number four would be... to wear out something, right? To let something become old. So we will say he wore out something. Okay, very good. Then I have next up number five. Is there number five? Is there a number five? The answer is yes. I'm pointing to it and right there. Okay, it says pass of two. What that means is passive of family two. We haven't learned passive yet, by the way, but we will learn it later on. I think intuitively we all know what passive is. He, you know, as you can see, to be molded, to be shaped. Okay, so we will take to be molded, and say he was molded. All right, we will change it to he was molded. All right, number six. Number six is NA. Very good. Because I have five, and then I get eight. I see eight here. So I actually don't have six or seven. All right, I don't have six, and I don't have seven. Why? Because I had five, and then I found eight. That means six is not there, seven is not there. Okay, is that point clear, inshallah? This is just for this particular instance, number five has the meaning of a passive. That's not always the case. Not because you have five, so you can't have six or seven. No, because you've seen when you have five, you can have six and seven. But here it says five and then eight. That means the word is not used for six. The word is not used for seven. Or the word is not used in family six and in family seven. Okay? This is one of the points of this activity, to show to you how sometimes... there are the pattern, the family pattern you can learn. You can even create it. But it's actually not used in Arabic. How you find out that's used in Arabic is by you look by looking up in a dictionary. Excuse me. So that is part of the activity here. Number 8 says to invent, contrive, devise. Okay, so we are going to say to invent, this would be, thank you, he invented. All right, very good. Then I continue on down to my last part where I don't even have, I don't see 10, right? I don't see 10 anywhere. If I keep scrolling, this paragraph ends and this indented paragraph begins. You see how this is indented outside, this is indented inside. When that happens, that means that the fi'l has ended. And now this is a study of ism, khalq, khulq. It will go through a study of ism afterwards, all right? In the dictionary. We're not gonna get into that because that's a little advanced for our purposes right now. But in reality, what we can find is 10. That means even 10 is NA, all right? That's one of the points of this activity, is to show you how this dictionary is structured. And this is going to be our main resource. Yes, it always starts with fi'l. This first paragraph is always fi'l. And then it goes into the different ism afterwards. Okay? Now, the study of words in Arabic, where you're trying to figure out what is where, this is a very important part of learning Arabic and learning it long term, to understand the Quran, to master it, or to learn it, to access the Islamic texts of the past. These are all important instructions. So the interesting thing is, how is it that this was something that happened back in the day as well. You would have people. There was a tyrant who used to live in the time of the Sahaba. His name was Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, right? You would think tyrants in the Middle East are only today. No, they've lived since the time of the Sahaba, and he was the one who came and crushed the uprising from Abdullah ibn Zubair ibn al-Awwam, the son of Abdullah ibn Zubair. The son of Zubair ibn al-Awwam, the grandson of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, okay? He crushed the rebellion, the uprising, a very brutal dictator, but he was a Arabic language savant, like he was a, master of Arabic, subhanAllah. So once a Bedouin, or once a person said a word in front of him, and Hajjaj was like, I have never heard that word before. He's like, if you don't find evidence for where you got this word, I will, I will make your head roll. That was how easy it was for Hajjaj to kill people, subhanAllah. So this man, Miskeen, now starts to wander the desert looking for Bedouins, trying to see which Bedouin has heard of this word that he has spoken in front of Hajjaj. And he finally found a Bedouin, okay, who had heard of this this word, to verify indeed this is a sound, authentic Arabic word. And when he found that Bedouin, somebody came to him and said, hey, Hajjaj has died. And he's like, alhamdulillah, I've been relieved of two burdens today. I found my Bedouin who could tell me the meaning of the word, and Hajjaj has left this world, alhamdulillah. So this is actually the old practice of trying to find out which words are used in which context using a dictionary. For us, the dictionary today is Hanswear. For people back in that time, the dictionary was the Bedouin Arabs. Okay? So, quite fascinating little story. I always find these things very interesting. Okay, that said, let us proceed to the next activity here. Is the following part of family 2 or not? Okay? All right. At-Tasleem. What do you think? Number 1. Okay, let me. So this is part of the family. It doesn't have to be the fair. Let me open the textbook. And now we go to family 2. Okay. All right. Let's try again. Let me reduce the zoom here a little bit. There we go. Maybe a little bit more. There we go. Okay. All right, at the sleem. Look at this. Does that? So it's not the past tense, the present tense, or the command tense because it has an al. Okay. Now it has an al. So we look. Does it match the pattern of the sleem? It does. In fact, it is exactly that. Okay. The masdar pattern, which we'll learn soon, is there is a ta. Okay. Then there is root letter 1. Then there is root letter. Then there is ya. And then there is root letter 3. And root letter 2 will have a kasra. The root letter 1 will have a sukoon. The ta will have a fatha. Okay? And that's your pattern. Okay? Now we haven't learned this, but that's why I put the actual word there, the sleep, just to see if you were able to catch that. But that's okay. If you weren't, it is actually the masdar, and that is why we would say, yes, indeed, this is the masdar, right? That's part. That's the family that it belongs to. Okay, next one, qaddara. This is it. Is this it? Qaddara. Yes, mashallah, because you have fatha on R1, shadda fatha on R2. Fatha on R3, just like this. So check, check, check. And this is going to be, yes, indeed, past tense. Wonderful. Next one. Yes, Brother Salim, you're correct. Zabbaha. Zabbaha. Zabbaha is, yes, the past tense. Very good, because it matches R1 has a fatha, R2 has a shadda fatha, R3 has a fatha. All right, very good. Then we have yubashiru. Okay, so clearly it cannot be past tense because past tense begins with R1. This is beginning with a ya with a dhamma. Is there something in our family that begins with a ya and a dhamma? It's not past tense. It is the present tense, right? Ya with a dhamma. It begins with this right here. Okay, so that's okay. Then we look at R1. What does R1 have? R1 has fatha. Okay, R1 has fatha. R2 has a shadda and a kasra. What does R2 have here? Shadda and kasra. R3 has a dhamma. What does R3 have here? Dhamma. That is check, check, check. And we get, yes, present tense. Correct? Okay, next one. Nazzil. Nazzil. Look at noon with the fatha. So R1 has a fatha over here. Okay, then shadda R2 and a fatha, but this has a shadda and a kasra, right? Shadda and a kasra. So it can't be past tense. Okay, it can't be present tense because present tense is beginning with a ya. All right, forget that. Can it be command tense? Well, R1 has a fatha. R2 has a shadda and a kasra. Okay, check, check. And R3 has sukoon. So indeed, this is also a check. And we get what? What do we get? Yes, indeed. It is part and parcel of our family. Yes, it is command tense. Okay. Lam is supposed to have kasra, right? Lam is supposed to have kasra. See, taslim, taslim. Hmm? Maybe my kasra here has confused you. Alright? Now, let's look at the last one. The last one is our friend Al-Mubashir. Al-Mubashir. It has Al. That makes it easy. We skip past these three. We look at Masdar. Does it start with a Ta? Al-Mubashir? No. Great. Does it then... it starts with a Meem with a Dhamma? Yes, it does. R1 has Fatha? Yes, it does. R2 has Shadda Kasra? Yes, it does. Shadda Kasra. So that would tell us that this is the actor. Yes, it is the actor. Alright, alhamdulillah. And that is the that's the activity. Walillahil hamd. Okay. This activity is this was a hard activity. This was not an easy one. That's why I gave it to you as homework. So you can try and see if you can get it right. And if you made mistakes, that's actually okay. Because learning through mistakes is actually very, very deep learning. Okay? As long as your feelings are not hurt, you actually learn a lot when you make a mistake. Okay? So don't let your feelings get hurt, inshallah. That said, alhamdulillah, we're actually going to go step by step through each of these family members. We're not going to just dump them all on you and expect you to know them. This was just to like kind of get us warmed up. And now we will go step by step, you know, family member by family member to master the format or to master their form, inshallah. Okay? Now, here we are, present tense in family 2. Present tense in family 2. Let us look again. I don't know why I closed the book. Let me open it again. Mashallah. Put it here. Alright. We did already the past tense. Okay? Now we're doing present tense. Okay? Now, here is the present tense. Yusallimu. Yusallimu. Yes or no? Okay. Now, tell me what the tashkil / letter stands out to you in Yusallimu. Very good. A lot of you are already pointing it out. A lot of you are saying, ya. Where is ya? Ya is which letter? First letter, right? Ya is the first letter. Very good. Perfect. Before R1. Excellent. And then what's on the ya, interestingly? Ya on top of the ya is a dhamma. Excellent. That is an important observation, mashallah. Any other observations for tashkil that's different than past tense? Okay. Kasra. R1 with fatha. Excellent. R1 with fatha. R2 with kasra and shadda. Right? Yes or no? R2 with kasra and shadda. And R3, as somebody also pointed out, with a what? With a dhamma. Thank you. Alright. That's okay. Fantastic. These are great observations. So for us, this is an important little new addition. Ya as the first letter. Okay. As you see, there is one extra letter here compared to the past tense. That is an important observation. Okay, yusallimu. Here is what our formula looks like. Okay, here is what our formula will look like. You would have ya with the dhamma. but there's a star here, an asterisk here. Then you have R1 with a fatha. Then I have R2 with a shadda and kasra. Okay, very good. And you have R3 with the dhamma, but there is a asterisk here. Okay, what is that? I'll explain to you in a little bit. But let us now look at some examples. Okay, let's look at some examples. Or let's do some practice. Okay, shall we practice? Okay, let's try some practice. I'll take R1 as ba, R2 as dal, R3 as lam, and I'd like you to tell me what is the present tense. So I'll start you off. It's you, right? Then I have a ba with a fatha. And I have my R2, which is a dal, with the shatta and kasra. And then I have my R3, which is a lam, which has a dhamma. Correct? And this would be yubaddilu. Yubaddilu. Correct? Are we in agreement with yubaddilu? Yeah, alhamdulillah. Okay, what is the meaning of yubaddilu? We will go to our trusty dictionary here. I can actually put it in like a... that's very small. Maybe a column. That's excellent. Okay. What am I looking for? I'm looking for yubaddilu. So, ba is b, dal is d, lam is l. Okay, and what do I find? I find badala over here. I'm looking for two. I get to two here to change. Okay, what is this going to be? The meaning to change, the meaning would then be, mashallah, sister Maryam, sister Halima, brother Salim, everybody else, he changes. Okay, excellent. The meaning is in the present, changes. The actor is there because this is a fi'l. The fi'l has to have its actor inside of it, with it, as part and parcel of it. And that's what we have here. He changes. All right, that's awesome. Mashallah, well done. Next one. Qaf, dal, mim. What do you think we'll get? Mashallah, a lot of you are writing yuqaddimu. Very good. Yuqaddimu. Mashallah. Qaddimu. Alright, and then the meaning of yuqaddimu would be what? I put what's R1? Qaf, R2, dal, R3, mim. I put that there. I scroll through. I don't think it's here. So I look down. Keep looking, keep scrolling until I find qadama. Okay, now this is where the entry ends. I click the arrow. Alright. And then we find eventually two. To make or let someone or something proceed, go before or lead the way, to send forward, to send ahead. Okay, we're gonna choose send forward. Okay, we're gonna use send forward. So the meaning would be he sends forward, right? He sends forward. Okay, very good. Excellent. Very good. Next one. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Hunazilu. Very nice. Yunazilu. Any reason why we picked that particular one? No, it's because it comes sometimes in the Quran that way. That the translation is, that's the meaning used in the translations. Okay? I look up noon, za, lam, or I was looking through zed, lam, and there is nazala. And with nazala, we find eventually, inshallah, we will find right here, holy moly. To cause to come down, to make someone descend, dismount, or step down, to lower, to let down, to send down, to reveal. So we will take the meaning to send down, okay? This would be then, he sends down. Very good. Okay, this is a very, very frequently used word in the Quran. Inshallah, I think we'll get a chance to see it. Inshallah. All right, now a couple more left. What do I have? I have ayn, tha, and ba. Let's try that. Ayn, tha, and ba. Very nice. MashaAllah, this is you add the book. You add the book. All right, you add the book, beautiful. And the meaning of you add the book, if I was to look it up. I'm looking, what's ayn? Ayn is e, I think. Then the is, I don't know what the is. The is zed. And ba, I'm guessing. Not even close. Okay. Ayn. What the z? I think zed b. I don't think so actually. Za, okay. What could it be? I wonder. Let's see. The tha is dh. Very good. All right, let's try again. E, dh, and b. Interestingly, I was using it right there. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. In my transliteration. Right there. Aduba. And then number two, عذبَ, يعذبُ, to afflict pain, torment. So let's take torment. He torments. You might be thinking of this about me right now. I don't like that. All right, next one. Next one. You. MashaAllah. Yu'allimu. Yu'allimu. MashaAllah. I will look up yu'allimu. Ayn is E. Lam. And M. And right there. I find alima. And eventually I find number two, which is allama, yu'allimu, to teach. So we're going to take to teach as our meaning. And what do we get? We get he teaches. Amazing. MashaAllah. Awesome. Very well done. Let's look at some examples from the Quran, shall we? So, if you were to look up this word, I'm looking up ba, dal, and lam. Okay, in the Quran dictionary, if I go in the Quran dictionary, and I look up ba, dal, lam, and then family two, that comes 23 times. One of them that I would like to us to look at is this one, 2570. A very beautiful. Let's take a look at it. It says, Surah Furqan. You see, yubaddilu. Very nice. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. What does it say? It says, except for those who repent and believe and do righteous work, فَأُولَٰئِكَ, then for them, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ, Allah will replace their evil deeds with good. I think a more precise translation would be, Allah will change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their evil deeds into good deeds. And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. Or ever is Allah forgiving and merciful. Subhanallah. Imagine, this is not just someone's sins being forgiven. This is actually their sins changed into good deeds. All that, you know, those mistakes that a person has made turn into good deeds. That is the amazing extent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. And that's for the one, that's the true repentance, true tawbah. Illa man taba, there is repentance. Wa amana, and then this person like reinvigorates their iman. They truly have now a renewed sense of faith and purpose. Okay? And then they start doing good. Amila amalan saliha. In fact, amila amalan saliha could even refer to just like one good deed. But they're doing it based on iman, based on conviction, based on trying to make up for their mistakes. Then Allah will make up for their mistakes by changing their sins, their mistakes into good deeds. Subhanallah. How amazing is that? How amazing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that is the fi'l for us is يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. I hope you saw the fi'l there. Yes? Let's look at another example. I'm trying to find my mouse. There it is. Another example would be, let's look at Ayah 40, 26. Okay. This is an interesting one. This is Fir'aun saying something. Okay. So Fir'aun says, وَقَالَ فِرَعَوْنُ, Fir'aun said, ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى, let me kill Moses. وَلْيَدْعُ رَبَّهُ, and let him call upon his Lord. Okay, let him call for help if he wants to. Inni akhafu, I indeed fear that he will an yubaddila dinakum, that he will change your religion. Aw an yuzhira fil ard al fasad, or that he will cause corruption in the land. Where is this fi'l that we're looking for? Where is the fi'l that we're looking for here? Do you see it somewhere? Very good. Some of you have see it. Yubaddila dinakum. Right there, yubaddila. Now, right there, change. Dinakum is your religion. Now, right away, right off the bat, I think you would notice something. Right? What do you notice? Excellent, thank you. That there is a fatha on R3. That is what you notice right away. Am I right? Fatha on R3. Alright. Notice that. Let's look at another one. Look at this one. Surah Waqi'ah. عَلَىٰ أَن نُبَدِّلَ أَمْثَالَكُمْ. In that we will change your likeness, your likenesses. وَنُنْشِئَكُمْ فِي مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And produce you in that form which you do not know. Okay? No, it's not future tense. Sorry, Brother Salim. It just happens to be. Do you notice something here? Where is our fa'il? Sorry. I didn't mean it like that. Where is our fa'il? It is... Nubaddila. Okay, great. Do you notice something? Do you notice something in this fa'il? Kasra Shaddan R2, that's okay. We always have Kasra Shaddan R2. Right? But you have a Fatha on R3 and you have a Noon as the first letter. Do you notice that? Okay, let me just explain something quickly here. Okay, this Noon with the Shadda, right? Maybe let me go to Quran.com. This is ayah number 56. What is it? 56, 60? 61. Okay, Quran.com is a little clearer, the text. Okay, let's go. Okay.
Nubaddila.
Our friend is back.
An. Nubaddila.
Alright. May Allah reward the person who recorded all of the Quran like this.
Ala. An. Nubaddila.
Amazing, huh? Okay. Firstly, a few things to note, okay? A few things to note. Number one, why is there a shadda on the noon? Okay? That's a question, okay? Let's answer that. So, the noon with the shadda here. Great. Some of you already are answering this question and excellently you are guessing that this is a tajweed rule, and you are correct. It is a tajweed rule. This noon, what does it have on it? Sukoon. Great. Now, this you have a sukoon and then you have a dhamma. Okay? If I have this situation where I have a sukoon and then I have a dhamma after that, what that is turns into, like, that is actually what the shadda is. Okay, if I was to write a, you know, noon with a shadda, that actually is noon with a sukoon and then noon with a dhamma, nu. Am I right? That's what it is. That's why it actually has a shadda here. So this shadda, miskeen, is just a tajweed rule. Come back. Yeah. Nothing more than a tajweed rule. Okay. The question number two is, why is there a noon? Right? Question number two is, why is there a noon? Alright, any guesses? This noon is representing we. It's representing we. See, our actor always has been what?
Nubaddila.
Has always been he, hasn't it? Right? Now we see an actor that is we. And when we see that actor, this is what we realize, that you see that actor? That's what changed it to a noon. Okay? Now, the third question which you might have is, why is there a fatha on R3? Right? Conjugation of some sort? Yes, indeed. Conjugation is coming up, but don't you worry. Not future tense. Not future tense. Okay? The actor... actor has changed, and because the actor changes, the letter changes as well. From ya to a noon. The last thing is, why is there a fatha on the lam? Now, the fatha on R3 is a grammar rule. Grammar rule in the sense that we create words right now in vacuums. Then we take this word and we put it inside a sentence. And as you put it inside the sentence, changes will happen. And these changes always will take place on R3. Always, always these changes take place on R3. Okay? And this is what we'll see in the next few weeks after we finish our word study. After we've studied word patterns, when we go to sentences, that's when you'll start to see how R3 starts to change. Every single time, there's like a grammar implication. The one that gets affected by it is R3. That's coming up soon. That's not here. That's not right now. But for us, coming back to our where we just started this discussion. Coming back to where we started this discussion, we could say that the following, we can make the following statements. The R3's tashkil could change once the word enters a sentence. Okay, that's grammar we haven't learned yet. Okay, the dhamma is the default. That's why we have yubaddilu, yuqaddimu, yunazzilu, yu'adhibu, yusallimu. All of these, the dhamma is the default. But can it be yusallima? Can it be yubaddila? Can it be yuqaddima? Can it? Yes. R3's tashkil can most definitely change. And we will learn soon why. But right now, just note that it can change. Okay? Don't worry about that, Sister Bridget. You're confusing a couple of things here. Let's just stay the course, inshallah. Okay? Step by step, we'll go, inshallah. Okay? Did I give you the example of the onion? Right? This is the onion. If I peel it too fast, you will cry. So, I will peel it very slowly. So we don't cry, and we don't have indigestion, alright? Alright. The second part of our note, the ya in the beginning of the dhamma. The ya with the dhamma is when the actor is he. There are other pronouns. Can you tell me another pronoun in English? We, she, mashallah, they, you, great. These are all the pronouns. And some more that you'll see. And you will learn to love them, inshallah. She, you, I, we, these are all pronouns. Other actor pronouns. When you have other actor pronouns, guess what happens? The ya changes. The ya will change when you have the actor changes. Then the first letter changes accordingly. We haven't learned that just yet, but maybe you are starting to develop the intuition to spot it, which is the most important part of learning, that the intuition is being developed. But it's coming, and when we come to it, I will explain all the rules why. But currently, the reason why this ya has a asterisk on it is because it could change when the actor changes, and then that's when the first letter changes accordingly. However, but, capital B-U-T, in bold, the Dhamma remains. Nubaddilu. The Dhamma, the Tashkeel remains. Alright? So this was for us our what? Present tense family. Okay? Very awesome. MashaAllah. I think this is a good thorough study of it. And this is going to help set the stage for the rest of the other things that are coming up, including the other families. Okay? Now, we will do another activity, lest you think I'm going to give you a break where you can just relax and check scores on ESPN. No, I will ask you to help me with some typing. Thinking of that, this might be troublesome because this is a time where I guess all the games are happening and people are probably going to be watching while taking the class. Don't do that, please. If you're taking the class, please do not distract yourself with any distractions. Try your best to focus. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay? Jazakallahu khairan. Now, let's take the root lam and meme, okay? Ayn, lam, and meme. Do you remember what the meaning was for ayn, lam, meme? We looked it up briefly. Right? Learn. He teaches. Very good. Okay. Very good. Let us that's the meaning. To teach, right? He teaches. What's the past tense from Ayn Lam Mim? The past tense. Oh no, in Arabic. Excellent. Allama, right? Allama. What's the present tense? Yu'allimu. Very good. Allama. Yu'allimu. Okay. Here is the activity. The blanks in front of you are ayat of Quran. I'm going to read them. And we are going to look at the meaning. And based on the meaning, you will put the appropriate fi'l from root Aina Mim, family 2, in the blank. Are you ready? Yay. Alright. So, wa dash Adam al asma'a kullaha, thumma aradahum ala al malaika, faqala anbi'uni bi asma'i ha'ula, in kuntum. Memorize the Quran, you have an added advantage, but no problem. You can still try to apply your Arabic learning. He taught Adam the names, all of them. Then he showed them to the angels and said, inform me of these names, of the names of these, if you are truthful. He taught Adam the names. So that would be what? Taught in the past tense. Taught in the past tense is Allama. Correct? Okay. Why does Allah interchange between he and we? Good question. We will answer that some other time because that is a deep tafsir question. Inshallah. Don't worry. We'll come to that. We have some time to study Quran just as our part of our class, and that's when we'll answer these questions. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay? Barakallahu feek. Okay. Kama arsalna feekum rasoolan minkum. Just as we have sent among you a messenger from yourselves, yatlu alaykum ayatina, reciting to you our verses, wa yuzakkikum, and purifying you, wa dashkum alkitaba wal hikma, and teaching you the book and wisdom, teaching. Very nice. Very nice. This is يُعَلِّمُ. Huh? وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Teaching you the book and the wisdom. And as Brother Farhan noticed, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونَ تَعْلَمُونَ. And teaching you that which you did not know. Right? So the answer was actually right in front of your face. But that's okay if you didn't see it. This is actually a very interesting ayah, isn't it? Yatlu alaykum ayatina, reciting our verses. Wa yuzakkikum, purifying you. Number two. Wa yuallimukumul kitaba, teaching you the book. And number four, wisdom, wal hikmah. Wa yuallimukum ma lam takunu ta'lamun is basically all like four of these things, right? Teaching you what you did not know. You didn't know the book. You didn't know wisdom. You didn't know purification. Da da da. Right? But these four things are very interesting, isn't it? That's like the most awesome Islamic curriculum. A curriculum where you learn to recite the Quran. You learn to apply that so that your soul is purified. Teaches you the book, the Quran, the understanding, the Arabic, the grammar, the subtleties, the beauty. And wisdom is the fiqh, the hadith, the ahkam. That is like, this ayah is like, mashallah, everything's there, isn't it? If you're ever trying to create a curriculum for Islamic studies, for Sunday schools, for whatever schools, your whatever capacity, that's the template. There has to be recitation, purification, learning the book, learning wisdom, hadith, fiqh. That stuff has to be learned. Subhanallah, it's very awesome. Okay, this is, as you notice correctly, the present tense, right? Yu'allimukum. Yu'allimukum is indeed present tense. Next ayah. And he will teach him writing and wisdom and the Torah and the gospel. He will teach him. He will. What tense? Future. Yay. No, Brother Salim, not new. New will make it we. We're not changing the actor in any way. Okay? It's just the future. Okay? Ah, very good. وَيُعَلِّمُ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. And he will teach him writing, wisdom, the Torah and the Gospel. Who is this he? Who is this he in the capital? This one. That is Allah. Okay, very good. Right? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will teach him. Who is this him? Who's this him? Prophet, definitely. Good guess. Which prophet? This is, mashallah, as some of you are correctly pointing out, this is Isa alayhi salam. Because you notice it's talking about the Torah and the Injil. So as you notice, the present tense and the future tense are the same. They're both the same. Yu'allimu, yu'allimu. Okay? The question, there was a question that's a good question. In the previous example, why isn't it nu'allimu? Okay, well, we have sent you a messenger. Who is we here? Who is we? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? This here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great. Who is sent among you a messenger from yourselves, reciting to you our verses. Who's reciting? Who's reciting? Allah or the messenger? The messenger. Okay? Purifying you. Who is doing that job of purification? The messenger. Okay? Teaching you. Who's teaching? The messenger. Right? That's why it is he. Right? That's why it is he. Because it refers to the messenger. Etc. Etc. Teaching you the book of wisdom. This actually is a rule of Arabic, of Quran tafsir. Did you know that? Finding out what does the pronoun actually refer to. Because the pronouns in the Quran are not always straightforward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it complex sometimes because the meaning is enriched and very deep. So the question sometimes occurs, what is the pronoun referring to? This one is a pretty obvious one, but sometimes it's not obvious. And the answer always is, إِلَىٰ أَقْرَبْ الْمَذْكُورِ. This is the axiom. To the closest thing mentioned. Okay? Here, أَرْسَلْنَا is referring to Allah. Then you have Rasul. Okay? So the pronoun here is going to refer to Rasul. And the pronoun here is going to refer to the Rasul. And the pronoun here is going to refer to the Rasul. You see? That's the tafsir rule, by the way. Okay, and then there are exceptions to that rule, but that's actually how it is, because that's how it makes sense in the Quran. Alright? Got it? Alhamdulillah. Last question. Easy one. How do you tell them apart? Inshallah, Sister Halima, when you develop enough Arabic base, your intuition will tell you. Okay? And if it doesn't, that's when the tafsir will help you, inshallah. Okay? Alright. Ar-Rahman, blank Al-Quran, Khalaq Al-Insan, blank Hu Al-Bayan. This is the Merciful who taught the Quran. He created man, he taught him speech. This one is easy. I think some of you, maybe many of you, have this one memorized, right? This is Al-Lam Al-Quran. Can you go, please? خلق الإنسان علم go please
ماما بابا
afterwards let me go
بابا
let me go please
بابا where's your caterpillar
the caterpillar is right here okay can you open that light please go people are getting disturbed
are you talking Are you done your class?
No. Okay, right now you have to leave.
But how do the tools look like?
Okay, go. Alright. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ I have to, do something about this.
Baba, why you have a microphone?
SubhanAllah. Can we use caterpillar? Sure, here's the caterpillar. This is the caterpillar that's been made for me. And, there's apparently a beard as well over here. I don't know where it is. There's a beard on this side. Yes. Alhamdulillah. All right. Allamahu al-bayan. So I was instructed by her every day to keep it on my desk. Inshallah. Allamahu al-bayan. Okay. He taught him speech. MashaAllah. So as you can see, that the pronoun is there. Okay. Put up on the wall, okay. Then the others will cry. They're like, you never put up our thing on the wall. And he taught him speech, right? So this he is referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That's the actor, okay? And this him is referring to this guy. Okay, a pronoun. Interesting. You see how pronoun in Arabic is a complicated creature. It comes as part of the fi'l as the actor. It comes outside of the fi'l as the thing receiving the action. Okay, that is what's happening. We'll learn this in a lot of detail, inshallah. But something for you to notice and inshallah develop your intuition of Arabic and Quran. عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ Right? You notice that part? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Let us go, if you can open up and join the Kahoot here, please, that's on your screen. Okay. Could you please join this Kahoot, inshallah? Does it still play that silly? It does. Okay. Sister Maria is there, yay. And, who's got him there? Oh, this is hilarious. This is awesome. Man, mashallah, you all are something else. Okay. Alright. We have a few more people coming through, mashallah. Alright. Let's start, inshallah. Okay? Bismillah. How can you join Kahoot? Go to Kahoot it and then enter this pin. Okay? 8 questions. Family 2 is one of the word families. This should be easy. True or false? Correct answer is true. Family true is one of the word families. Right? It is one of the word families for learning. Okay. Next question. Caterpillar is on top. Caterpillar is number 2. Which family member is Sallama? Past tense. Sallama. Past tense. Present tense. Not family 2. Other. MashaAllah, it is indeed past tense. Excellent answer. Sallama, okay? MashaAllah. Which family member is Yusallimu? Past tense, present tense, not family two or other. It is indeed present tense. Yusallimu. It doesn't show up that well, but that's why I'm reading it for you. It doesn't, like, the tashkil is not showing up that well. But I'm reading it for you. Yusallimu. If you're not on the Kahoot, you can participate here, by the way. It's okay. You can type the answer as well. Okay. MashaAllah. Which family member is Sallim? Sallim. Past tense. Present tense, not family two or other. Sallim. Sallim. Excellent. You selected or chose correctly. Other. Okay. Sallim is other. It is not past tense. Because past tense has a fatha on R2. Sallama. Huh? This is Sallim. It's also not family 2. It's actually family 2. Because it has that shadda. Okay? Okay, mashallah. Here's the slide. Okay, the slide tells us the command tense if family 2. The command tense of family 2 is R1 has a fatha, R2 has a shadda and a kasra, R3 has a sukoon with a asterisk. What do you think the asterisk is for again? Asterisk is there because it could change. Perfect. MashaAllah. It could change. Okay. Great. Walillahi alhamd. Let's go to a few other questions. Ready, folks? Bismillah. Which family member is Yu'allimuhu? يُعَلِّمُهُ present, not family too, other. يُعَلِّمُهُ correct answer is present tense. We saw this right here, didn't we? وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ exactly that word, isn't it? It is indeed present tense. Very good. MashaAllah, bearded caterpillar is taking over. Which family member is Allama? Allama. Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Qur'an. خلق الإنسان. علمه البيان. Allama is past tense, present tense, not family to other. If you're on the Kahoot, select the answer, because otherwise we have to wait for the timer to go all the way down to zero. It is indeed past tense. It's okay, Sister Maria. It is indeed past tense. Very good. MashaAllah. All right. Last question. Which family member is Alim? Alim. Past tense, present tense, not family to or command. Alim. Alim. Teach, mashallah. The correct answer is command. Allahu Akbar. I had a friend, we were learning Arabic. MashaAllah, Caterpillar and Bearded Caterpillar have done amazing. Who is the caterpillar and who is the bearded caterpillar? Oh man, that's hilarious. Oh, MashaAllah, Salim, man. You guys are awesome, MashaAllah, all of you.
Papa, remember I made that caterpillar for you.
Yes, thank you. Now it's become famous. People all like your caterpillar. Okay. Jazakumullah khairan. That is awesome, MashaAllah. I was telling you, we should. Oh man. I was telling you the story of my friend, right? So my friend was learning, so we were all learning Arabic and we play squash, right? So we started using Arabic terminology, right, to supplement our trash talking, okay? So, you know, so he would say, when he would like hit like a nice shot and get a point, he would say man abuk, which means who's your dad, right? So now when you play some sport and you're like, you know, trying to, you know, I don't know, use your Arabic and you do a nice thing, you can say alim, teach, right? Or sorry, learn. So, you know, you can use some Arabic to trash talk people, inshallah. Anyway, here is command tense in family 2. Command tense in family 2. Oh, Sister Bridget, that's awesome. Okay, R1 has a fatha. R1 has a fatha. R2 has a shadda and a kasra. R2 has a shadda and a kasra. R3 has a sukoon. That is your command tense in family 3. Sukoon might change from something from sukoon to something else once it's inserted in the sentence. Now, let us try. Let's copy paste the root letters here. All right, I have root letters ba, dal, and lam. Yalla, please help me out. Baddil, mashaAllah. Baddil, awesome. Right? The meaning, actually I'll copy the meaning here just to save ourselves a few minutes. Okay, and this will then be you change. Okay, and I'm using the exclamation mark here to like convey the point that you're telling someone to change, not that you're saying you change, like you're changing or something. Okay, great. Qaf dal meme. What do I get? Qaddim, mashallah. Qaddim, amazing, mashallah. And the meaning would then be you send forward, mashallah. Or go forward, mashallah. Very good. Next one. You know, by the way, if someone is like, if you're standing in like a row praying salah and there's a bunch of like Arab brothers around you and they're telling you to go ahead, they'll say qaddim, qaddim. Like, you know, go forward, go ahead, right? Or send yourself forward, basically. All right. Very nice. This is Nazil. Nazil, which is awesome. You guys have done it really, you've translated well. You, oh my goodness. You send down. Okay? So this is a revelation. It's Nazala is usually for revelation. So sending down from the above to the people of the earth, or sending of the rain from the sky to the earth. That's what Nazala is used for very specifically. Okay? Sit down has another different word for it. Okay. Now, Ain, Tha, and Ba. MashaAllah. Very nice. Adhib. You're like commanding me to do it. You, torment. Okay, I'll do it for you guys. Adhib. Okay, which would be you torment. Okay, not a good thing to say generally. And then lastly, I have Ain Lam Meme. This would be Alim, mashallah. Allim, which would be you teach. Alhamdulillah. That is for us, alhamdulillah, the command tense. If I want to take root letter Sin Lam Mim and make the past, present, and command for it, here's what it looked like. I would take past tense, Sallama, you Sallimu, Sallim. You see? Sallama, you Sallimu, Sallim. If I was to take Ba, Dal, and Lam, I would go Badala, you Badilu, Badil. If I was to go one last one, let's do Ain Lam Meme. Help me out. What's the past tense? Allama, present tense. I know you're all tired now. يعلمو أن ما شاء الله ما شاء الله علم. That's amazing. We'll conclude. I was just looking at the word nazzala one time quickly. We have a minute, so we look at the Quran dictionary for noon, za, and lam, because it is quite frequent in the study of the Quran.
I'm going to poo first.
Right here, you see how it comes 293 times in the Quran. 62 times as family two. Okay, and then if you go down, you see. We have revealed. Nazzalna, we have revealed. Yunazzila, an yunazzila, sends down, brought down. Many other examples. Yunazzil. Okay? Alright, go, please. Inna waliyallahu alladhi nazzala al-kitab. Indeed my protector is Allah who has sent down the book. Inna waliyallahu alladhi nazzala al-kitab. Wa huwa yatawalla as-salihin. He is an ally to the righteous. We ask Allah to make us of the righteous so that He can be our protector as well. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakumullah khair, everybody. With that, we will stop. Today, we have covered present tense of family 2 and the command tense, and we figured out how the pattern of the command of the present tense, the ya could change but the dhamma remains, and then the dhamma at the end on R3 could change. That is for a grammar reason that we'll learn later. And command tense, we learned that it is also R3 could change, and that's the pattern suddenly. Alright, jazakumullah khair, everybody. Thank you for participating. I really appreciate it. I hope this was a good session. We are going to keep ramping up our study, adding more and more to our arsenal, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. And I'll see you all on Thursday. Salam amina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفر الرسول لك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm gonna end the meeting. Okay, say salam alaikum now. Say salam alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
They got it. I
just talk.
You did talk. You've been talking the whole time.
Why you have a microphone? I don't know. I just